Genoa, Italy, reached out to America after September 11th with a rare offer to jazz violinist Regina Carter. Come to Genoa and play Paganini's own violin. It is possibly the world's most famous, crafted 261 years ago by violin maker Guarneri del Gesù. Carter ended up playing the Guarneri violin not once, but twice, first in concert and then again for her new CD. NPR's Renee Montaigne spoke to Carter about the experience.
Regina Carter calls her new CD Paganini After a Dream, and it would be a dream come true for any violinist to play this particular instrument. It was long ago nicknamed the Canon in honor of its huge, rich sound. Since Paganini's death in 1840, the Canon has been kept in a vault and jealously guarded by the musical elite of Genoa, rarely played and always exclusively by classical musicians. So Regina Carter, raised in Detroit, classically trained, but now a master of jazz, was making musical history when she was ushered into the inner sanctum where the precious instrument is kept. She has compared the experience to going to church to marry a bridegroom she'd never met.
It was pretty scary. I mean, I got to the city hall where they were keeping the violin, and they put me in this small room, and I'm waiting. And they brought it in, and it was very dramatic. They came into the room and snatched the red velvet curtains closed because the sun was too bright. They checked the heaters. They brought in a table and put a cloth on it. It was the wrong kind of table, so they changed the table and laid the velvet cloth out and opened it. And I was like, oh, my God, what's going to come out of this case? And then, finally, I get to play this violin.
In the end, her concert was such a hit, Regina Carter received both a standing ovation and an invitation to record on the Canon. For Carter's jazz group, that meant going into a studio in New York, recording each song live, and then Regina Carter returned to Genoa, played the songs again with Paganini's Canon, and substituted that violin for her own on the CD. Debussy's Reverie, which we are listening to right now from your CD, now that might have been played on the Canon by any other violinist.
Maybe, but I first heard that tune actually not by a classical musician, but by a jazz musician, Ella Fitzgerald. And she had put words to it and recorded it as a swing piece. So when I actually heard Debussy's recording, it was pretty odd. You know, my first thought was like, wow, he covered an Ella tune, which is ludicrous, but it was pretty funny. And we just took her arrangement because it was such a perfect arrangement of the piece. Some people there think that jazz is a lesser music than European classical music. Jazz is a music that's improvised, but when you look back at Paganini's history and the era that he came out of, he was a Baroque musician, and Baroque musicians improvised.
Paganini may have been the last person before you showed up to improvise on this amazing violin. On this CD, do you have an example of where you did do that?
Let's see. I'll pick the first tune, Ravel's Dance for a Dead Princess. So right here, we're starting to improvise. We've changed the harmonies right here.
For her new CD, Regina Carter boldly introduced Paganini's violin to movie music. The theme from the film Black Orpheus and Ennio Morricone's Cinema Paradiso are both on the album. And there's a tango, Astor Piazzolla's Oblivion.
In choosing all of the music for the CD, the community of Genoa said the music had to match the instrument, which for me meant classical music. But within that, in growing up in Detroit, classical music is only a part of what I grew up with. I grew up with hearing Latin music, Motown, all kinds of things, and I wanted to keep those elements a part of this record. And so this was such a beautiful piece. It's not quote-unquote a classical piece, but it is a classic.
I'm wondering, was there a moment playing, either the first time or during the recording of this CD, when you did feel like, as the title suggests, you were in a dream?
Yeah. For the performance, I literally like burst into tears. And I thought, I can't play this thing if I'm crying. But it was amazing because I thought, wow, here I am. Who'd have thunk? You know, this little girl running up and down the street. My mother had to scream at me to practice. How blessed am I to be the one that was given such a huge gift. But also what was really funny was when I finished playing the portion with Paganini's Guarneri, they gave me my violin back to do one more tune. And when I went to play it, it sounded like a mouse compared. It freaked me out because the sound was so small in comparison and so quiet. It was then difficult to play my own instrument.
And you surely never thought that before.
No.
Always sounded great to you before.
Right, you know, that's a dangerous thing. You know, I had to make friends with my violin again.
Regina Carter is now on tour with, of course, her own violin, promoting her new CD, Paganini After a Dream. She is the first jazz artist to play Guarneri's legendary instrument, the canon. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Los Angeles.
A longer version of the interview with Regina Carter, plus two of her songs and a photograph of the famous Guarneri, are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Thank you.